Dylan Orr starts today as the new director of Seattle's Office of Labor Standards. That's the office that enforces Seattle's $15 an hour minimum wage law. Orr is the first openly transgender person to have served as part of a presidential administration. He says his experiences in the workforce make him uniquely qualified for the job.
I know what it's like to experience discrimination in all aspects of life. I represent a community that is incredibly marginalized. I feel strongly for all people who are experiencing inequities based upon, you know, who they are, their position in life. So serving the economic needs of those communities, closing those inequities, closing those pay gaps is incredibly, incredibly important to me.
Dylan Orr told Jeannie Yandel that working for the U.S. Department of Labor over the past 5 years has helped him understand what a workplace should be.
I mean, everything that we were doing there, even for the Department of Labor ourselves, I mean, the policies that we changed in the Department of Labor to make it a more inclusive environment for all workers will benefit me in this position in terms of what I want to bring to the workplaces here, creating environments where people feel like they can bring their whole selves to work, where they're in an inclusive environment that is protecting their rights and trying to create opportunities for them to, you know, take care of their families, have a flexible work-life balance, those types of issues that really are, you know, all about people's livelihoods, both at work and at home, and creating that balance.
Given that you were able to do that on a federal level, on a national level with the U.S. Department of Labor, why did you decide to come back and work on local workplace issues? Why focus on one city instead of the whole country?
Well, Seattle is my home, and I guess translating my experience from the federal level to local communities is kind of exactly what I want to be doing right now in my life, and returning home and doing it in Seattle for the communities, workers, and businesses of the city of Seattle is just kind of the perfect fit for me.
What will tell you that you've succeeded in that job?
What will tell me that I've succeeded is that we start to see that we're getting fewer complaints or no complaints long down the line as businesses know what their obligations are. When you're thinking about something like minimum wage, that workers are all being paid what they are supposed to be paid under that ordinance. You know, working ourselves out of a job in the sense that people know what they're supposed to be doing, that workers are, you know, happy and healthy and businesses are thriving under those ordinances.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I think it's going to happen with a lot of due diligence on the part of us at the Office of Labor Standards, of course, working hand in hand with community business associations, labor folks, to make sure that we're doing the best that we can and really reaching especially those workers who are most likely to be in low-wage industries that are most likely to be vulnerable, to not know what their rights are under the law. This is all about, a lot of this is about educating folks about what their rights are so that they know the second that something is amiss that they are reaching out to somebody, hopefully to us or might be to a community organization that they trust, and try and get those things fixed and addressed right away. I mean, that's the goal here. But being on the front end of minimum wage in this way is huge. I mean, Seattle is a leader on this. San Francisco and Los Angeles, and we'll see, you know, kind of what happens down the line. But we're really out there trying to promote equity in our workplaces and narrow the wage gap. I think that's incredibly important. The job assistance ordinance, incredibly innovative. I mean, paid sick and safe time, all of these, wage theft, I mean, they're all so, so important. And so, I mean, I consider them innovative and cutting edge and the right thing to do.
Dylan Orr starts his job today as director of Seattle's Office of Labor Standards. He was speaking to Jeannie Yandel. That's the office that's tasked with enforcing Seattle's $15 an hour minimum wage.